There is a full board of phone calls of girls who I assume want the dildo basket from the pod. Right. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to play a game. We're just going to talk to them. And then based on our conversations, you will tell us. We will decide who deserves the dildo basket.
All right.
Okay. Let's start at the top. Janet, welcome to the Mike Calda Show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. So far, you're the winner.
you're in the lead.
How old are you, Janet?
I'm 40.
40? You sound much younger.
I look much younger, too.
Oh, really? Are you sexy?
Yeah, we're friends on Periscope.
We are? Do I follow you?
Do you maybe have a Facebook that Spanish could look up real quick?
But listen to me. I'm going to tell you right now. I have no self-respect when it comes to on social media. All I follow are people that I know and hot girls. Mm. That's it. When I get on my Instagram and I thumb through, it's just pictures of guns and hot chicks. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
They have magazines like that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hide it from anybody. Okay, and you would like some of the bag of dildos?
Why not? Yeah.
Do you have a man?
I do.
Is he not satisfying your needs?
He does.
But you like to mix it up a little.
I have a very large appetite.
So you are oh man. All right. Hold on. You're in the lead, okay?
All right.
All right. She sounds sexy. Jillian, go ahead.
Hey, I'm 30.
Okay.
We're coming up on our 1 year wedding anniversary.
Oh man.
To make a baby.
You're starting to get bored with him, aren't you?
Well, I mean
you can say it. You can say it. Same old. Him panting on top.
Well, you know, you're kind of forced to, like, bang a lot, and,
Oh, trust me, I know.
Trying to make a baby.
It would help a lot.
Can I tell you, do you have the app?
No.
Get the ovulation app. That's the thing that works the best. That'll tell you when and what time to bang.
Does a Fitbit do that?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I think dildos would help. I just feel like...
Because really, you're sick of banging him.
Well, you know, it would help, you know? Like, sometimes you... need things in other places where he, you know, he only has one. So
you're saying that he is not able to provide you the pleasure that you need in all your love spaces.
You cannot make a baby that way. I can tell you that.
Well, maybe you can. Is she talking?
I mean,
yeah. Are you talking about outer lady stimulation or backdoor stimulation?
Perhaps both.
Oh, you're now in the lead. Hold on.
Yeah, you could create a baby by giving away dildos.
Oh, man.
You're God.
I'll give it to her if she promised to name the baby dildo. Debbie?
Yes.
Top
Hi.
That, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Mike?
How old are you, Debbie?
60.
Oh, Debbie needs the lube and the dildos. Right, Deb?
Actually, I have some lube, thanks.
You have what?
I have some lube.
Yeah, old school WD-40 or Vaseline.
Oh, gosh. You're mean.
I'm just kidding. Are you married?
No.
No, so you're a lonely 60-year-old lady who still likes to get it on, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Go get a young guy. Young guys love older MILF types.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw a man last night that I was kind of interested in, but that's, you know, in the works.
Where are you at? What were you
Bernie
doing?
Bernie Sanders? Were you watching the Democratic debates?
Oh, come on, you guys. I listen to you, so I got to have something.
That's true. You're all a cool 6-year-old. All right, hold on, Debbie. Debbie's not in the lead, right? Right now, it's going to the woman who wants stimulation everywhere while trying to make a baby. Hi, Lynn. Hello, Lynn? Lynn?
Lydia, any person on this line? Hello.
Jin.
Gwen.
Hi, Flynn.
Hi, Lynn. That's all right.
I can't believe I got into you guys. Well, I love you guys.
Thank you, Pumpkin. Tell us now what you would do with a bag of dildos.
Everything.
Yeah.
My husband can no longer make love to me.
Oh. Why?
Some problems, so because of his medication and so on.
Are you sure that problem's not you?
Yeah, what if he's just... you didn't get ugly, did you?
No, not at all.
How long has it been since you guys made sweet love to each other?
Oh, it's at least 2 years.
Oh, yeah, how old are you, Lynn?
He's cheating.
I'm 55.
Oh, man, so you're like in your prime.
Double nickels.
Trying to get it going, and he's like, nope, it ain't working.
No, and there's a big age difference, so that's
older or younger?
Oh, he's 70?
He'll be 73.
Oh, man. Lynn, what were you thinking? Is he really rich?
Not at all. I'm on my way to work now.
You got a broke D old man.
No sex and has to work.
Sure, Grandpa.
We may have to get two baskets. Hold on, Lynn, okay? Hold on.
We'll need more dildos at Cox Radio.
Yeah, we're going to need help. Michelle, go ahead. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What would you do with a bag of dildos?
Well, if my husband could vibrate, then that would be fabulous, but he can't.
That's what you like. You like the vibration.
Absolutely.
You're an Audi.
Yes. Yes, I am.
And do you not have any apparatuses on your own right now?
I did, but kind of like carbon it got burned out.
Burned it out, man. Wow. I'm going to come up with a super reinforced vibrating dildo.
That's how you make the money, though. Oh, yeah. Get them on the return. Yeah.
You're right. Spanish, you're killing me, dude. I'm reading Spanish's description of each phone call.
Sorry.
They're so dirty, I can't read them to you, but they're hilarious.
You should do that on air. Be funny.
Okay, so Michelle, how old are you?
39.
And you're realizing that your husband just won't be able to bring it.
He can bring it, but he just can't vibrate like a jackhammer like I need it.
I get you. Hold on. By the way, most guys can. We just don't want to after a while. Jenny, go ahead. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great.
Oh, Jenny wins. How old are you, Jenny?
I'm 41.
Oh, my God. You sound another one. Sounds so young.
Yeah, I heard her. I'm like, oh, shit, we should be best friends.
Yeah, well, you should make a really good movie together. How old are you? Yeah. I mean, are you married?
Yeah, I'm married. I have 4 kids. Oh. I'm 5'2", 34DD.
Oh.
I'm 160 pounds, and my husband just is not attracted to me at all.
Why?
He likes super skinny women, and I'm thicker than he likes.
So tell him.
I'm smaller than everybody else I know.
So easy potty mouth. You can't say that.
So you're 5'2", 34DD. What are you clocking in at? How much is the weight?
160.
Well, that's not ridiculous.
5'2", 160.
I considered like taking some photos on a stand-up paddleboard and a bikini and sending them into Drew one day, but I chickened out.
Are you are you muscular, heavy, or just leftover?
I'm pretty muscular. I was in the military, so I'm pretty muscular.
And she's got 4 kids. Let her be.
Oh, I'm down for it, man. Your husband's missing out, lady.
Yeah, so when's the last time you guys banged?
Probably like 3 weeks, but he's just not into it. Like I feel like I'm pressuring him, almost like I'm raping him when, you know, we get together because I'm just like begging. I'm like, and you know, I don't want to cheat, so I'm thinking a bag full of dildos in the shower would be great.
I think you should just cheat. If he's going to tell you, if he doesn't believe, quote, in what you said, that sickness and in health BS, then it's time to cheat.
I don't know whether you need dildos or a divorce. You may need a divorce.
That's our new show, Dildos or Divorce.
Yeah.
Will you? Can we see a picture of you? We won't put it anywhere, but I'll like a Facebook or something.
You want me to give it?
I'll put you on hold, and you give it to Spanish. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Hold on. So we have Jenny, whose husband doesn't want to bang her anymore because she got a little chunky. We got Michelle, whose husband. Oh no, Michelle needs more of a vibrating thing that a man can't do for her.
Yeah.
Lynn, whose husband can't use his D anymore. And
she's 55. He's 70. 73.
Yeah. And Jillian,
trying to make the baby,
who is in the lead, who is doing so much banging from trying to make a baby that she needs something to spice it up, and she likes all areas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this may be the hottest yet. We're in the middle of giving away a bag full of dildos. We have Jenny, who we've seen a picture of, and I'll talk to her in a second. She, according to Spanish, has blown out privates, her husband doesn't want to bang her anymore.
Right.
She says it's because she's gained too much weight.
Yeah.
Michelle says she needs more of a vibrating thing that a man really can't provide.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn says that her husband is 73 and he can't use his package anymore. And Jillian and her husband are trying to have a kid, so they've been banging so much that they really... they need something to keep it exciting, and she said she'd use it in every area that she can.
She wants to do stuff where you can have a kid.
Yeah, exactly, and that's hot to me. But let's start with Jenny. Jenny, how are you doing?
Good.
Okay, so we saw the picture of Jenny. Now, that's the picture of you and your husband. You did like a Tough Mudder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is in incredibly good shape.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so that's the... That's the problem. Now, is that Jenny right there with the tattoo on your arm? Nope, that's Jenny with the short hair next to her.
Yeah, that's Jenny's daughter.
I have a tattoo on my arm as well.
Do you have the shaved head?
I do now.
Okay, yeah, Jenny, you got a lot of work to do. There's no. I mean, because he is in such good shape.
Comparatively, yeah.
Like
he works out. He runs twice a day and eats like a bird. It's
I know it's hard, but you're the one who had to put your body through torture four times for four kids.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm with you. I get it, but I have a feeling he's going to end up cheating on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. She said it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the side note, your daughter looks fantastic in a bikini. How old is she?
She's 22.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. We were all worried that you were going to be like, she's 13. Yeah. And there you are when you were in the military. No. Nope.
Probably.
I don't know. All right. Well, hold on real quick.
I'd like to point out, if you never saw this, this lady had three kids. So.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but not every woman can look like
that's
that.
That's right.
Hey,
by the way, she doesn't look bad. It's just that her husband is in such good shape. Yeah.
I'm just giving you the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's like if Batista dated Renee Zellweger. She's not fat. She's just kind of a little thicker, but compared to what she's with, she's huge.
Right. It's just not it's a mismatch. All right, I need my phone screen up there so I can see you too. Michelle.
Yes.
You are definitely in need because you are stimulated by a vibrating sensation, and that is something that a man, unless he has a seizure, cannot put out for you.
That is correct.
Yeah. I think that Michelle just needs to make a trip to get one unit. She doesn't need a bag of dildos.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
What I mean? You just need one. You need like $1 vibrating package.
Okay.
All right. So you're out. Go to the Todd and pick
one
up.
Or she could get her husband a vibrating ring.
Yeah.
Or something.
They make those.
Yeah.
Sure. I nixed Michelle. She's out. Lynn, you're the one whose husband can't use his area. Yeah. Where is he right now?
No. He's home. He's home. He's retired.
What nursing home?
Yeah, and I'm working.
What do you do for a living?
I work in human resources.
You want to throw it up on the desk at work and be like, come on, one of you young guys, come do this. But probably in HR,
not
probably not.
What I worked with.
Yeah.
No. That'd be perfect, though. She's in charge of HR. She kind of goes, hey, listen, you got to do this, and then you don't get in trouble.
Today it's legal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Send out a mass email. Who wants them?
I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. You have no idea. I listen to you religiously.
Hopefully, you can get really excited because that's the only excitement that you're getting. I have to tell you, I feel bad for you. I want to help you out, but I feel like Jillian. I feel her pain too because she. I wish I had dildos for everybody.
Right.
Hold on, Lynn. Okay, I'm not hanging up on you. Hold on. I think Jenny's going to be out too. I think Jenny needs. She needs more of a. She needs to call Dr. Stringer and then call us back because that's the problem. It's not us. It's her husband. He's got a type that he's attracted to, and it ain't her. Jillian, how you doing?
Good.
Jillian's still in the lead. Jillian is trying to have a baby. Now, Jillian, I will tell you that there are two times in my life where I could not achieve the proper status that I need to have in order to make sweet love, and that was one was due to Jack Daniels, and the other one was due to the problem that you're having, baby making. When you're on that baby making schedule, it's just like it's so routine. It's not very exciting.
you understand, yes.
Tell me in the cleanest, dirtiest way possible.
Yes.
How you would utilize what is in the bag of dildos in order to fix your problem.
Well.
In the cleanest, dirtiest way possible.
Oh, boy, that is very difficult to do, radio-friendly.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do.
Can we see it? Not for us, so we can be proper creeps together.
Sure.
All right, hold on. Carmen, get her Facebook page up, and then let her tell us what she'd do with the bag of dildos.
Slowly.
Yeah.
How you guys did radio before social media. How would you ever know? Because all these girls sound super attractive, and they're seeing Facebooks.
I'll tell you how we did. You ready? Give it a line 14. I could tell she's the hot one. hey, let me know when line 14 gets here. She's here. Not hot.
Yeah. You can tell when she's here because your water will have ripples in it. Yeah. She's
like
walking.
Jurassic Park.
Exactly. Thank you for clarifying.
Oh, I couldn't be part of that.
In the meantime, Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
What's happening?
I was going to let you know that you should not listen to Rob. You will love your Fitbit. They have the best customer service. If you lose it, you contact them via email, and they will send you a brand new one.
That is true. I lost mine, and I actually went back and found it. I put it on the back of my Jeep, and then I took off and forgot it was there. And somebody ran over it, and I sent it back to them. I go, look, this is what happened. They sent me a brand new one. No questions
asked. Not the case with the Apple Watch. You lose that thing, it never comes back to you. Yeah.
Yes, they're very good, and it doesn't cause red bumps on everybody's arm.
So I know. I did see those. Somebody posted a picture on my Facebook of a whole bunch of red arms. Really? Going, I'm not afraid of it. I'll try it. Thank you, Julie.
My only thing is if it opens up some type of wound on your arm, and then all of a sudden you get that plastic rubbing in there, I don't know what that can do.
Stop. You'll be fine. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I want to tell you that party sounds awesome, and if you were happening, you're going to make it happen on a Friday, it'd be a great idea that the opening band would come out and introduce themselves, and the whole crowd would start chanting, Friday, Friday. Next thing you know, you hear.
Like if I was on stage and I said, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you just did, sir. That was very loud. Like you're saying, if I was like, ladies and gentlemen, Huey Lewis in the News, and they played and it was good, and I came out and I said, are you ready for our next band? And everybody's like, yay. And I said, it's so good to be here at the Hard Rock on a Friday. And everybody went, what? Friday, 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 Friday. Stand by. Dildos next. Dildos next. Did we get Jillian?
Yes.
Let me see. Ready? Hold on. What is she going to look like? Hot or not?
She's going to be brunette. How old is she? She is 30. She's going to be brunette, big teeth.
Round face.
Yeah, I think round face, but slim body.
Oh, yeah. I think she's got a nice body, round face.
Good eyebrows.
Nice eyes. Yeah, okay. All right, let's see her. Oh, wow. Good eyes for sure. A lot of hair. Let me see more pictures.
A little bit of...
Keep going. Oh,
that's scary.
That one's scary.
Oh.
Kissing a girl?
No, that was a guy. She's married to Kirk Hammett from Metallica. she's really pretty. Keep going. You're the worst clicker of pictures ever. Leslie, right there. Yeah. Go back one.
I don't put her
like
pictures
that.
In order.
I like glasses. Leave it like that. What line is she on?
Two.
All right. Jillian, now put her picture back up so we can all be creeps. Jillian, first of all, it's great to see that you're married to the guitar player from Metallica.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Now, tell us in the cleanest, dirtiest way what you would do with multiple dildos.
Well, I guess, you know, obviously put it where, you know, like Carmen's tattoo is.
Winner! Winner!
You mean
winner?
She means on Carmen?
I mean, if she wants to, that's cool.
I love the way you said, well, obviously, I'd put one there. That, my friend, has, ladies and gentlemen, by unanimous decision, Jillian.
Jillian.
Bravo. Jillian. I mean, I feel bad for the woman whose husband's got a broke D.
Yeah.
But Jillian's going to use, you're the kind of girl that will utilize multiple dildos the right way.
I will. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Good luck with the baby. Good luck with that. Carmen, congratulations to that. Make sure Jillian gets her basket of dildos. If you want to come pick it up today so you have in time for Valentine's Day, knock yourself out, pumpkin. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Lynn?
Yes, hi.
You did not win the bag of dildos, but I am going to the Todd today, and I would like to find something for you because your husband can't use his D anymore.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So I'm going to get you a dildo consolation package today, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, it really, it's a Mike. Consoling package. It's a consolation package. Like, I wish I could get you one that had a really long arm so it could rub your head while you were using it. Like, I feel bad for you.
And then kiss me and all that other good stuff.
Oh, he's really not doing any of the good stuff, is he?
No.
What do you look like? Which golden girl do you look like?
Oh, no. Hey, I'm actually quite attractive. I'm a brunette and brown eyes.
Let me get a load of you. Do you have a Facebook page?
She's on MySpace.
I do.
You do?
Actually.
All right, hold on. Yeah. Give it to Carmen. Even if it turned out you were real ugly, I'm still getting you dildos today. Hold on.
She has a Facebook so her grandkids can message her.
And Jenny, you just got to give her Dr. Stringer's number because that's a problem between her and her husband and not us. Maybe he should just eat more. And then he'll appreciate her. I don't really know what to do there. I feel bad. She seemed like a nice girl. She had four kids. Congratulations, Jillian.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.